Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air, sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, Lauren's editor. Welcome to Soul Chaser, where we read stories from Soul Chaser, the book, and other stories that Lauren has written for us. Today's story is called Plain Packaging. We have all seen it occur. An awkward and unlikely contestant in a talent competition surprises the judges panel and the entire audience by revealing a spectacular singing voice. The great gift within had been hidden by a dismissive exterior. The resultant shock registers on every face, and tears flow freely throughout the performance. You would think we would get used to this kind of thing, but we never do. We register surprise each time we encounter an unlikely hero. Yet it was God's idea to put the pearl inside the oyster, the pure gold in a lump of valueless ore. Once, long ago, God put all of his magnificence and glory into human form. He then put that newborn human into an outhouse stable with an unlikely set of nervous parents. The stable was in a one-horse town, not a shining capital city. To accentuate the principle, that town, Bethlehem, was in occupied territory on the remote outskirts of the vast Roman Empire. The subtle incarnation was announced to lowly shepherds, not ostentatious kings. It just goes on and on. God methodically reduces the exterior in order to reveal the precious interior. He wraps priceless gifts in plain packaging. When you stop and consider that that is what he does with each one of us who belong to him, it continues throughout our lifetime. Age, disease, and the rigors of staying alive cause us to reduce our expectations that we place on our fleshly packaging. At the same time, we grow inwardly into a spiritual treasure, the value of which is beyond compare. To maintain focus on our own exterior throughout life is not unlike throwing away the pearl and retaining the oyster shell. I just read through a list of some of the world's richest women. Excavating and mining made some of these baronesses wealthy. However, the one with by far the greatest fortune sold makeup. Attempting to look good is producing more wealth than any other industry. Mankind surely does look on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Some of the ladies in that list had obviously spent a lot of time and money trying to patch up their oyster shell. Such a misconception of true beauty. God wraps beauty in ordinary wrappers. He fashions gems under pressure. He obscures the truth in parables. He loves surprises. All the while, he plants clues as to what he is up to. The homeless vagabond who sings like Pavarotti. The blind beggar who writes poetry that moves masses. The crippled nursing home resident who paints like Monet. Most of them will never have opportunity to stand before us or a panel of judges. But they are not hard to find. Tucked away in alleys and institutions, they roam the streets singing for their audience of one, the giver of the gift, the one who placed the pearl within the shell. He is always listening with delight. Their song rises from this tired earth to greet his ears. It is an anthem in the making, and someday soon it will be the hallelujah we all sing. That will be the day we shed our shells and reveal our own pearl within to the glory of God. Tears will flow freely as, with an entire audience, we stand and applaud him. For no one is crippled anymore. No one is blind any longer. We can all see the true gifts and treasures he has wrapped in such ordinary packaging. And wonder of wonders, we all have found home.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.